Welcome to our panel discussion today. The reality of continuous monitoring. Is your agency secure? We're going to uncover the secrets behind implementing continuous monitoring and mitigation. This panel is sponsored by McAfee and Forescout Technologies. I'm your host, Jason Miller, of Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Joining me today are Joseph Beal, the Chief Information Security Officer and Director of Security Services for Creative Computing Solutions, or CCSI, Vinu Ayala, the President of Zen Strategics, Wallace San, the Federal CTO of Forescout Technologies, and Ken Cardston, the Vice President of McAfee Federal. Gentlemen, welcome to the panel today. Well, before we get started, let me set some context for our discussion. Continuous diagnostics and mitigation, also known as continuous monitoring, has over the last few years been really the guiding principle behind the Obama administration's efforts to improve federal cybersecurity. Just about a year ago, to be exact, the Homeland Security Department released a new policy detailing the requirements on what continuous monitoring actually looks like in the federal environment, giving agencies and vendors a clearer idea of what will be expected to implement it. There are five functions that make up continuous monitoring and diagnostics under the DHS policy: hardware asset management, software whitelisting and asset management, vulnerability management, configuration settings, and antivirus. Last year, DHS said 80% of all cyber attacks take advantage of known vulnerabilities and configuration management weaknesses. These five tools would help close the unprotected areas and give agencies a more immediate approach to finding and fixing weak spots in their network defenses. So it's been a year. How have agencies done? We're going to answer that question today. In the 2013 FISMA report to Congress that came out just this past March, there's been some steps in the right direction. OMB reported that agencies implemented 79.5% of the continuous monitoring capabilities. That's just up slightly from the year before. But the variation among agencies implementing configuration, asset, vulnerability management is quite large. Let me give you one example, the State Department. They reported having 99% of the configuration management pieces in place, the technologies that make it up, but only 61% of the asset management and 40% of the vulnerability management functionality in place. And they're not alone. And when you look across the board at all agencies, the differential is pretty wide. Only a few agencies, a handful at most, have close to 100% in each of the categories. So the FISMA report shows just really how far agencies have to go. And once they meet the CDM requirements, like everything else about cybersecurity, we know that they're not done. They just can't check the box and go home, right? That's why it's called continuous monitoring. So what does it take to implement continuous diagnostics and mitigation? What should agencies keep in mind as they expand their capabilities? And what are some of the benefits to creating this dynamic approach to cybersecurity? We're going to answer those questions and many more during our discussion today. Again, I'm Jason Miller. Our guest today, starting at my left right here, is Joseph Beal, the Chief Information Security Officer and Director of Security Services for CCSI, Vinu Ayala, the President of Zen Strategics, Wallace San, the Federal CTO of Forescout Technologies, and Ken Cardston, the Vice President of McAfee Federal. Each of our panelists is going to have 2 or 4 minutes to talk a little bit about continuous monitoring, and then we'll jump into the discussion. I'm going to turn to Joe real quick. Joe, tell us CCI's perspective on continuous monitoring.
Thank you, Jason. So when we look at continuous monitoring as a whole, we have to think of, is it one solution? And we don't believe so. If you look at CM, it's a philosophy, not a solution. And that begins, from my standpoint, with going through and making sure you address the hardware and software asset management. We don't know what we don't know is the old adage. However, as we move forward and understand every system application and all the infrastructure that exists without in our networks, we need to also know what version they have, what the application support structure is, as well as the things they're doing from the vulnerability perspective. If we look at CM, it's that point of actually going down and touching that element, having the ability for the actual users or the actual decision makers to say, I have control over my one element. The gentleman on the panel will also address that as well, especially as they come through a combined solution and architecture and approach. And again, CM can't be a solution. It has to be a philosophy that the government must absorb.
You bring up something I hear time and again when it comes to cybersecurity. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Part of that is understanding the application rationalization. Mm-hmm. Are agencies getting there yet? Do they understand that they have to rationalize their applications before continuous monitoring can really work?
No, absolutely. You look at a lot of the applications, and most of them in the background are legacy applications. And as you move to new solutions and systems, you have interoperability issues, right? So as you move into that space, I guess we talk about cyber and CM, you have to make sure that you account for all your applications and some of the applications that you don't know. There could be a user somewhere in another state or another region that has an application they've leveraged for years and years, and now that application through your upgrades is no longer operable and it cannot be supported, which also introduces a vulnerability to that system, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think agencies fall into that. Let me switch over to Venu. Venu, tell us about your take on continuous monitoring.
Well, good morning, Jason. Thank you very much for having me on the panel. And thanks to Forescout and McAfee as well. I'm delighted to be here. So, yeah, continuous monitoring has been the buzz of the town, basically, you know, on the tongues of literally everybody that you keep talking about. But what I find a little troubling is continuous monitoring means 10 different things to 10 different people. So the fact of the matter is, I think we need to get the word out to exactly define what continuous monitoring is. So it's basically looking at technologies that can enable continuous compliances, and they also relate to policies and the mandates that have been put out by OMB and the White House. Because right now people are monitoring an asset or a device for like continuously and say, hey, I got this continuous monitoring, but nobody's prioritizing the risk, which is basically one critical thing that you should keep in mind when you're enabling a continuous monitoring program. That being said, I've been supporting the FISMA metrics process for a while, a little over 2 years, and I see all the reports coming in about the various scores that you just mentioned. And you're right, overall it looks very hunky-dory, but at the end of the day, when you dig deep down into the various assets and the asset areas, or the control areas defined by NIST 853 and the CAG controls, there's not a whole lot of planning that has been done to leverage what's available out there.
So we have our pessimist on the panel. We know who that's going to be. Venu can fill that role. Let me turn to Wallace real quick. Wallace, Forescout has an interesting role in continuous monitoring. Tell us a little bit about that and your take.
Sure. So at Forescout, you know, from a technology perspective, we look at continuous monitoring as an exciting opportunity to be able to, you know, ingest our technology into solving a lot of things that Joseph and Venu just described. You know, we look at it from laying the foundation early, right? Because as you look at the different technologies and philosophies and programs of record that, you know, that CDM attempts to solve, laying the foundation to be able to provide some form of visibility first, right? As Joseph mentioned, you can't protect what you can't see. So being able to come into the environment early, lay the foundation from a visibility perspective, then build in your policies and your closing the gap there in visibility to really truly solve the issues that CDM's setting out to solve.
When you talk about the building the visibility, are we going back to the hardware asset and software
Absolutely.
Asset management?
Yep. So for example, you can't quite patch something if you don't know it exists, right? So how do you get to that device and truly find it? With a technology such as ours, we're able to do that in a clientless fashion. So we don't have the dependencies such as agents and scanning and those things. So
let's move over to Ken from McAfee. Ken, McAfee plays a huge role in I think every part of cybersecurity when it comes to the federal government and beyond. What are you seeing? Talk about continuous monitoring from your perspective.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. For McAfee and maybe for me, I think the first thing is to take a step backward a little bit and see how we got here. And you think about FISMA and all the regulation that went around that and all the reporting that went around that and all the kind of heartburn. And I don't want to be the negative person either.
But we have one of those.
Yeah, we
got
one
per panel, please.
So there was a lot of negative perception around FISMA. And in reality, you had a lot of executive leadership signing off on systems and assessing, you know, if they were vulnerable or what risks were associated with those systems, signing that piece of paper, handing it over to GAO, and getting a grade. And it was that simple. And some agencies and departments, they would get a B or an A, and others would get a D every year. And it really didn't make a difference. I think CDM is a huge step forward for the federal government. It's finally taking your systems and taking the technology that you have in place or the technology you need to implement and actually taking a proactive step and looking at your infrastructure, looking at the assets you have, looking at the vulnerabilities, and actually assessing them and protecting them, as opposed to just signing a piece of paper that says, yeah, we have a lot of risk with that, and you know, it looks like we're going to get a D again this year. So it's a huge step forward. From a McAfee perspective, it is a sweet spot for us. We've got a really large portfolio. We cover almost every requirement that CDM has, that the guidelines and the policies have. And where we don't, we have a very great philosophy at McAfee about bringing in and including partners. Forescout is a great example of that, where we're able to implement solutions inside or outside of our portfolio and provide technologies and capabilities that integrate with our key components and our capabilities and bring that to the customer to fulfill their requirements.
It's interesting you talk about FISMA and the reaction over the last decade. A lot of people will talk about, well, but FISMA was a time and place, and now it just needs to be updated. Is there a belief, and this is for anyone, but let me point it to Ken to start, is there a belief that it just didn't do enough, or is it just got, you know, it's one of those things where time just overtook it and the threats and the vulnerabilities are just greater than what the checklist approach? And I think it's more than the checklist approach, but that's what FISMA basically got the reputation as being that could handle. So it was just, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I think it was probably an unfortunate but necessary first step. I think the agencies and departments, the federal government, had to take a step back and look at where they really sat in today's environment, and were they vulnerable, are they vulnerable, and come to a conclusion about what they need to do next. In this, you know, this iteration, they've decided what they need to do next is actually protect their infrastructure. How do they do that? Well, first you have to assess it. You have to understand your assets, your hardware assets, your software assets. And then you have to look at the vulnerabilities associated with them and move forward from there. And there's going to be steps after that. You're going to start looking at event analysis and coordination of those events into your security operations center. And the truth is that almost all of these agencies and departments have some level of this already. It's how are they reporting on it? You know, for years and years, we had these types of security operations centers and intrusion protection systems and antivirus and NAC, and we had it all, but how are we using it? How are we implementing it? Were we using certain guidelines that were necessary to make it valuable? Were we looking at the data and actually reporting it upward? So there's all types of pieces to it that were already in place a little bit, but probably needed some regulation, some policy around it to ensure that we were doing it better.
And I think Venu is about to jump out of his seat to say, tell us how bad things actually were. So Venu, let me turn to you first. I'm just going to put, you're the pessimist here. So tell us, is Ken giving us a happy talk?
I like the pessimist title. I'm not really a pessimist, but the fact of the matter is, I think you're right. FISMA is a snapshot in time. You know, you take a look at your whole infrastructure and report out on a periodic basis. But the fact of the matter is, things have gotten much faster. Hackers are breaking into the system much faster. So you basically are limited to a shorter time window. So the thing here is, you basically have to be smarter than the hacker to protect your system before he gets into your system. And if you're doing this on a FISMA lifecycle or a FISMA timeline, that doesn't necessarily happen, which is why, as part of continuous monitoring, which is a great step, is to basically take a look at your systems once every 72 hours. And that's the goal, and we're getting there. I think this is definitely a step in the right direction. So,
and to piggyback on what New said, at the end of the day, and Kim made a great point, FISMA, its current place in time, was a paperwork drill, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, CDM, FISMA, everything else that we do here is to increase the security posture of our systems and reduce the risk to everything we're doing for the federal government. and with that said, a lot of things that we have in place now, that continuous look and situational awareness is very important. You can have systems and technologies in place that are leveraged that are sometimes not usable. And that comes back to the configuration piece, not just of the actual systems you have in your enclave, but the security tools that you have supporting those systems.
Let me turn to Wallace real quick, because one of the things that came up during all three of the other panelists' discussion points was understanding what you have and understanding how you use it. Ken made a really interesting point that all these technologies or all these pieces maybe were in place, but maybe they weren't being used to the extent that they needed to be. Are agencies in the process of putting these pieces in place, or as Ken kind of insinuated, that there, some of them are there, but they had to be brought together in a better integrated fashion? Or what are you seeing from your work with government?
Sure. So, yeah, I do agree. You know, these are just best practices, right? You know, hardware, software inventorying, configuration management, vulnerability management, they're all best practices. And they're tools and technologies that are already being adopted. But to Ken's point, yeah, absolutely. Bringing them in, you know, we've always heard the term of, you know, this is the information era, right? And now we get into the information sharing era of being able to add some context to this information that we're now learning, you know, this big data that you hear, and building some context and ensure, you know, having a clearer risk picture. You know, what are my risks, giving you a much clearer common operating picture. So So with, you know, with the technologies that are in place, having something that works with your existing infrastructure, that, you know, plays nicely with everything, you know, through our integration with McAfee as well, that's the type of enterprise tool sets the government needs, is something that works well with everything, not just being into these data silos that you see today.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to jump into some of the things we've been talking about. You're listening to the McAfee and Force Scout Technologies panel discussion. The reality of continuous monitoring. Is your agency secure? On Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.